broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee.
Whoa.
You cannot have dead air.
No, it wasn't dead.
Oh, well, dead
singer. I turned off our headsets.
Back down.
It's kind of an insult.
Tom Petty, 66.
66,
not
Tom Petty.
I've never heard of a Tom Petty song.
Never heard of it.
Oh, you never heard of this song?
Never heard this one?
Nope.
You have to.
No, what?
He's got... I'll tell you what, you listen to his songs.
He's got a bunch.
Yeah, you don't realize.
He wrote a bunch, too.
Yes. He's a weird duck.
Yeah, a little different.
He's like Chucky.
You should see the pictures of this guy.
Huh?
You should see the pictures of this guy.
Oh, yeah. He's
not pretty. He's not like you, Chuck.
Thanks.
He's out there.
I tell you what, I just stuck around.
Yeah.
Because I have to give a shout out.
All right, I love shout outs.
Okay.
I know this better be to some certain lady.
Yes, it is.
Shout out time.
Today is Marcia Kay's 59th birthday.
Hey. She's hot. She's a hot 59.
She is unbelievable.
Smoking hot.
She's unbelievable. So I just want to wish her happy birthday and tell her I'll be home shortly.
Yes, sirree, and be ready.
Yeah.
He's delivering the mail when he comes home.
He is delivering the mail. I see the poem you wrote for that Bill.
Oh, is that beautiful, wasn't it?
I mean, did you guys see the poem?
I didn't get to see the poem.
Bill found it in his archives. Jack wrote it when
you going to recite it?
I think it was a beautiful poem.
It was. It
brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Do you remember the exact wording?
I think it was something like...
Roses are red?
No, it was like, Marcia, when you hold my hand, it really melts my heart.
Yeah.
And Marcia, when you hold my pecker, it really makes me fart.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yes.
Jack wrote that.
That's special.
When he was back in early, like what, 1977?
'74?
Back in 74.
How old was he? Four?
Well, you know, I've always been kind of a romanticist.
He is.
You have.
And you know what? Nobody can remember things the way Bill can.
No, I tell you. She was your blue jean baby.
She was my blue jean baby.
Your sunshine lady.
Sunshine lady.
Your
my mini pearl with the silly curl.
Oh, my God.
My blue jean girl.
Jesus, Jack. You're killing us. What happened?
I was a stud.
Did she like that stuff? I mean, did that what capture her heart?
I don't think that was it. No.
It ain't your looks.
No. No. And it wasn't money.
No.
I'll let you get
it. He did have the Cordova.
1963 Chrysler New Yorker.
That was the first one.
That was the first one.
Had to push
the Cordova
button.
Was a sweet one.
Yeah, I like that
push
car.
Button shift?
Yeah.
Nice.
Most of the buttons pushed in that car had nothing to do with the transmission.
Yes, sir. We got a great show tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Feely, how are you?
Pretty good, Bobby.
Mr. Jack, nice show.
Yep.
Good show.
I tell you what, it was really interesting to hear some of the stats. It's just, it's incredible.
It's crazy.
Well, that's a great
and then, you know, with this, you know, when you hear about this guy in Vegas and you think, what in the hell is
what
he
is
thinking?
Going on?
You know, what is in some guy's mind like that?
Yeah, you can't explain it.
There's a bunch of crazies out there.
So. I mean, it's just an evil person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a nut case.
Yeah. And for the people in the area, vote for that levy.
Yeah, absolutely. That thing's always passed.
Yeah, that's a piece. So, yeah, that's a piece of cake.
And I'm out of here to celebrate wife's birthday.
Give him hell, buddy. He's taking a cake home, or did you have cake and ice cream tonight, or anything? Grandkids?
I took her to El Camino.
Yes. She can't beat El Camino.
Yeah.
So you could be farting in bed tonight, wide open?
I might do that farting thing.
Hey, get her a Dutch oven. She always remember 59 with a Dutch oven.
I gotta go.
See you, Jeff.
See you, Jeff.
Sports Talk 8:20. Of course, we get on the air late every. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, right, we're close to 10 o'clock.
I don't get it. We got a great show tonight.
We got a great show.
We got senior football.
We got
kids
the boys coming in
after religion. Todd Homan says they can come up and talk, but it's going to be after religion.
Gotta go religion.
Will's getting away with murder.
I like it.
That's what Todd says.
Got to do it.
Coming off a tough loss, Fee.
Ooh, that was a tough loss last week.
Oh, man.
You know,
I never dreamed that.
Those guys kind of said they're the best 1-4 team, and I'm believing it.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good team.
I didn't. What's happening?
We got something going on.
No problem.
We're plugging in, and we're getting more mics because we're having a bunch of dudes
coming in.
And there's going to be some lads coming in here.
Yeah.
Too many people.
Yeah. You can handle it, Catfish.
Yeah, we can do it.
That voice you hear, that's Mr. Chuck Rohr. Chuck, how are you tonight?
Pretty good. What about you?
I'm good, buddy. Neil is plugging in some cords, and we got a special guest over here on the headset.
Yep.
Reese Bob.
Reese Bob's in the house.
Hey, Reese.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Just learning.
Hanging out?
Yep, learning.
Reese Bob's got a great head of hair.
Yeah.
It slicks her to the side.
Yeah.
Wish I could do
that. I used to have pretty hair.
No.
Not in your lifetime, but I used to.
Well, Fee, we had a tough football game Friday night, a game in which we had high expectations. It was a huge game. I thought it was a game the first quarter that, you know, we had a block punt.
Yeah, right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. We get behind the eight ball.
Yeah, down 7-0 right away.
They come down, score. We do get that late touchdown.
Yep.
14-7.
I'm feeling okay going into half.
Yeah, because we've been in this predicament.
And we knew we were going to get it to start the second half, which is always nice.
And we drive it right down.
We did exactly what we needed to do, and then we fumbled it at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, 10-8,
driving in.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was a toughie.
It was a toughie. And from then, it kind of, we just couldn't get a stop. I thought it was I don't like to blame the officials. I'm not an official blamer.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a very well-called game. I thought...
No. Had some weird calls.
I thought there was a couple pass interference calls. I thought there was a holding on us that was bullcrap. But in the end, you know what? We just didn't play good enough to get the win.
No. We had to be a little better than we was. And, you know, we could move the ball again. And then those dang turnovers. Boy, that's about three games now that we could have.
Yeah, that is.
Maybe had a different outcome.
That's right. Hats off to Versailles. I mean, we couldn't stop
them. Yeah, they played well.
Yeah, I thought they played exactly how I thought they would play. I thought they would play very well, and they did. And I thought we would play even better, and we didn't.
Yeah.
I was hoping we could say they were by far the best 1-5 team in the state.
But we were 1, didn't
we? Yeah.
And instead of their best 2-4 team in the state, probably.
You know, it's amazing when you look at that game, and they did the same thing to us last year.
Yeah.
You know? And it's certain teams have certain teams' number.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't like to think that that's the case here. But, I mean, we talked about this, and if we play them 10 times, they're going to win.
They're going
to
win.
According to Friday night's game.
Yeah.
They're going to win more than us. I just thought they were the better team.
Yeah. They run that. I don't know what it is, but that ball's everywhere.
Well,
you have no idea where it's at. It's either sweep one time or dive in the middle, and we were just having a hard time figuring out what to do with them. Yeah.
And we've had their number in basketball for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly right.
And we've beat them years when we had no business beating them.
Yeah.
And I think they did that to us in football, but, you know, apparently maybe we didn't have any business beating them. But I just thought we were probably going to be a lot better than them, and we're just not.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. It's 8:25. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market.
We got
Market.
The seniors coming in here. We're going to shoot the crap with some of them guys. We're going to look. We're going to move on to Double St. John's. We got a huge game this Friday.
We got to keep looking ahead.
That's right. Bubba and Fee.
A family-owned company, Cooper Farms strives to put family first. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace.
Having small children, the flexibility is really nice to be able to come and go.
They're very flexible with your time. If you need to go to a doctor's appointment, if you need to go pick your kids up,
Cooper Farms has allowed me to be the type of parent and family person that I think I need to be.
I am Rachel Heitkamp.
Treasure Brown.
Stephanie Sidoff.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Train air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
The Fort Recovery High School annual homecoming game will be October 6th with the ceremony starting at 6:50. The game for St. John's will follow. The next day will be the dance. The dance will go from 8 to 11 with a DJ, food, and a good time. Tickets only cost $5 for a single and $9 for a couple. So come support October 6th for the game, October 7th for the dance. Thank you.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio the rest of this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the Coldwater Cavaliers in a very important MAC match, and Steve Stone and Diana Ramble will bring you all the action live. Friday, the Indians football team will host the Delta St. John Blue Jays, and it's homecoming night. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will bring you all of that action live with the pregame show starting around 7:15. Tomorrow, Coldwater Volleyball comes to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Friday, football with Delta St. John on homecoming night. Get to all the games you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Well,
we don't have an Arnold working here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
Is Arnold one of your friends?
I told him that you had something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Well, okay, I'll tell Arnold. Put him on.
Arnold doesn't work here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Famous him.
Loves horses and her boyfriend too.
Ain't Ferris Bueller.
Nope.
Come on.
I got it right in front of me and I have no idea.
Don't say it. Grease Bobby Dunn. It's a sports movie, you morons. Jerry Maguire.
Oh, this is
when he's singing.
Don't miss
Tom Cruise is in the car.
I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Now I'm free.
Everybody's singing right now. Listen.
Yeah.
How many listeners we got tonight? Well,
they might have just turned it on.
Are you serious? Are you stupid? How many we got tonight? Big crowd tonight? Come on. We need some listeners. I'm going to start giving away stuff.
2-9.
Oh, that's big. Big.
So if he times it by some number.
Absolutely.
We got about 150.
We got 150. And archives wide open.
3,000.
Beer nuts are tasting tremendous tonight.
Good beer nuts. Good cheese from the Wayne Street Market, our sponsor.
That's right. You gonna turn it down now?
No.
You like the song, don't you?
You don't want to stop.
Nope.
Tom Petty concert.
Double St. John's Friday night.
Gotta have it.
We got anything big going on Friday night?
Homecoming.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
who's on the court?
Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun?
Ronnie?
Nick Twaits.
Nick Twaits.
Trevon.
TV. Trevor Vaughn.
Can't think of the last one, but girls.
He's a little short-haired, little short dude on with white hair, blonde hair. I seen the picture.
Is that on Facebook?
Who is it? Is on? Is in a commercial review tonight?
I got nothing.
At least you should know. Is your classmate?
I have no clue.
Hey man, somebody might know it. Somebody text who's in the homecoming court. Kendra Seifring.
Nope. It wasn't her. She's tall.
Hold on, hold on.
You guys are working hard.
That good.
It is.
It doesn't say. I don't know him.
Who is it?
Reese, is it Reese Grease-up's brother?
Kurt Grease-up.
Is it you Kurt, still don't know?
Here.
No, wait a minute.
There's a picture of the dude.
He's your classmate.
Yeah. Who is it?
It looks like a Grease-up.
It looks like a Grease-up.
Nobody. Yeah, it is. Is it a Grease-up boy? Yeah. And who's the girls?
Buppy.
Buppy.
Stoney. Carly Stone.
Tinny.
Tinny.
Taylor Tin and...
Taylor Tin. Two Tins.
Pair of Tinny.
Tinny Tin Tin.
Pair of Tinnies.
I was always a big fan of homecoming.
Yeah.
Did you ever attend?
Don't worry about it. Sold pop my freshman year.
Okay. I'm sure it was pop.
Hated it. Hey, everybody was...
One for me.
Oh, I drank a lot of pop that year. But it was back when you had that... we got a caller. Hey, I know who this is.
Functional. There we go.
Hey, who we got out there?
Kendra Seifring.
Kendra Seifring, God love you.
Yeah.
How are you, sweetie?
Pretty good, you guys?
Good.
Great. We've been following you on Snapchat with your mom. You're doing awesome, by the way.
You've been coming to a lot of games, yeah.
That a girl.
Yeah, that is. That's awesome. Hey, first of all, tell us a little bit about your transfer to St. Francis and how everything's going, kid.
All right. I guess I transferred from last year, and so far I love it here. The coach, I would say the coach, I definitely like the coach better.
Good.
And the girls. Yeah, the program's just a lot better, I think.
Good. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You now, how about playing time? You getting a lot of playing time?
Yeah. I started every game, so.
Well, I'd say it's a lot of playing time.
That a girl.
Yeah, I play front row and then
in the background. Okay. Is Kat, now? Are you with Cass right now?
No, I'm not with her right now.
You're not. So you guys, that's kind of neat having the old Fort Recovery connection up there, huh?
Oh yeah, it's fun to play with her again, and it's a girl from J County.
There's a girl there from J County.
Yeah, there's a girl from J County. Huh. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And she's the same age as I. And she's the 12th that dates Jared Kolig.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Really? That's perfect.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a small world, ain't it?
Yeah.
It is a small world.
But yeah, it's pretty cool playing with them.
Good. How's school going?
School's good. I switched my major, too, when I came over here to speech language pathology. So, been working a lot with that. So, that's exciting, too.
Good. You, still, you know, huggy bear, kissy poom with Wes?
Yeah, we're still dating.
Well, ain't that. I see you guys. Now, I see you guys are up at Fort Wayne on a, he had a Snapchat out. Were you, what were you guys?
Yeah, that was.
That was so
cute.
That
was the first time I saw him since we moved in, so.
Aww.
Well, yeah, they're both pretty busy right now.
So. Oh, I bet too.
I'll bet you guys are busy. What's your schedule look like here for your upcoming, when's your next game, kid?
We actually have a game tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
All at home?
No. Tomorrow and Friday are away, and then Saturday's home.
Saturday is home.
Saturday's home.
Yep.
What time?
What time you guys play?
We play at 4:00.
4 bells.
Can we make that, Bobby?
Grace.
Yeah, we can go up there and get a little lake off sausage roll. And
ooh, it can't be.
Catch a little volleyball. 4:00, huh?
4:00.
Yeah.
You might see a couple fat guys in the crowd.
Could be coming up.
That'd be pretty cool.
How about talk a little bit about was it hard to make that transfer? I mean, I'm sure that when you're at Ohio Dominican and you know, a lot of things got to work out, and it didn't, and you know, you got to be can't second guess yourself for making that switch, but it sounds like things are good.
Yeah, at first, I was definitely nervous. But I really didn't know what to do. So I was at, so I wanted anything to get away. And so I contacted Cass, and she helped me get in contact with the coach. But before I decided to go to Ohio Dominican, I also talked to Scott, the coach here. So I already, and he already like recruited me and was wanting me, but that's when I decided to go to ODU instead. But he already knew who I was, so that was good, because then, I mean, as soon as I talked to him, he was really happy to have me.
Good.
But I guess, like, yeah. And then I was worried, though, coming here, that some of the girls would, like, I didn't want to step on any toes or anything. But they're all really good and
worked out okay. Then
we all just want to win, so nobody really
good
cares.
How's the team doing?
Right now I think we're 6-4, but we're like third in conference.
Super.
So not too bad.
Good deal. So you got any big tournaments coming up?
Actually, yeah, we go to Iowa 2 weekends from now, I think.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
And yeah, we play about, I think, 6 games there.
Well, that's awesome. You know, you have a, I know you're busy and you got homework and all that stuff tonight. You have a tremendous support group and your family. I mean, I don't know how many mom makes about every home game, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she does. And that's the away game.
Yeah, and how great is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's
awesome.
You take, and I know, like, Harold and Kelsey, you know, on Wednesday nights, you know, they got to leave at 4 p.m. to get up there, and they get home late at night, and parents are pretty cool, ain't they?
Yeah, they're awesome. Then they bring you stuff.
Ooh, there you go. any cookies or anything nice like that?
Oh yeah,
and
buffalo chicken dip.
Gotta love that
buffalo chicken dip. Is that mom's specialty? Is it?
Yeah, she's pretty good at it.
Well, yes. we gotta get her bring some.
Yeah, we gotta have Kim bring some up here on Wednesday.
That would be big. Kendra, I want to thank you for calling in. We're rooting for you, kid. We follow you, and like I say, we follow mom on Snapchat and you on Snapchat, and it's just really neat. And
keep up the hard work, girl.
That's absolutely. We're proud of you back here at the fort, kid.
Yep. You never know. Keep looking. Yeah. Keep looking in the stands Saturday. You might see us.
That's right.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling.
See you, Kendra.
Yep. Thanks. See ya.
Well, God love her for calling
in. God love her.
Taking time out of her busy schedule. Called a couple morons on Fort Recovery Radio.
Talk a little volleyball with us.
We talked a little bit, Fee, about this upcoming St. John's game. And the Blue Jays, they beat the crap out of this for sales team.
Yeah. That's kind of surprises me. But
yeah.
Blue Jays are always tough, though, usually. I mean, that'll be a tough one for us, but homecoming, we need this one.
We do, and it's you know, it's a huge computer point game.
Yeah, that would get us a bunch.
They got some nice wins on their resume, and
yeah.
And if we're going to make the playoffs, don't give up on this team.
No. We got we just got to keep plugging away one at a time, but boy, we just can't let it get away from us anymore. We got to win these.
Yep, and you know, and like Spencey said last week, you know, this team still ain't reached its. We ain't peaked, you know.
No. I think too. I mean, I think we got a lot of good kids playing out there that are tough.
Yep.
You know, and I think they all want it, and we're going
to
see a bunch of them coming in here in a little bit.
Talk
I'm sure
to a great group here in a little bit. But we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Lady Indian volleyball, and then we're going to get these seniors coming in after religion.
Yep,
Bubba and Fee, right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this car, a 2015 Chrysler 200S. It's granite gray with leather interior, remote starter, and lots more. Only 10,000 miles and priced at only $14,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Recovery Athletic Boosters are having their football drop again this year. Here's your chance to win up to $10,000 and help out our Athletic Boosters Club. The tickets are only $20 and you don't need to be present to win. The football drop will take place after last regular season football game on Friday, October 27th as the Indians host the St. Henry Redskins. There will only be 1,000 tickets sold, so be sure to get yours early. Tickets will be available at the home, volleyball, and football games and also at Wonder Retirement Planning, Napa, and Wengler's Ace Hardware. Be part of the fun again this year and help support the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters Club. Get your tickets for the second annual football drop taking place after St. Henry football game on October 27th. Tickets are available at the home volleyball and football games and look for them at several local merchants.
Cheerleading coach, and the 4 Recovery cheerleaders are selling yard signs this year. Our Let's Go Indian signs will be available at all home varsity football games for only $15 each. They feature the Indian Brave logo and Let's Go Indians. They're appropriate to display in your yard for any sports season. Be sure to get your Let's Go Indians yard sign from the cheerleaders at any of the varsity home football games and get them in your yard to show your Indian pride.
I'm cool. I don't like to brag about how cool I am, but I'm pretty cool.
We need to turn the air conditioner off. It's so cool.
Well, I mean, you know, this guy, I don't know. You watch The Voice yet?
Yep.
How's it? How is it this year?
Awesome.
Who's the chicks on there this year?
Jennifer Hudson.
I hate her.
And Jay Hood.
I Join absolutely
team
hate her.
Jay Hood. And Miley Cyrus.
Bob, she always spoke highly.
Is Blake?
Oh, yeah, Blake and him, no doubt.
What's this dude's name again?
Mm-hmm. It's,
Oh, my gosh.
What's the group?
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine. Okay, so it's Adam Levine, Blake, Jennifer Hudson, and...
Miley.
Miley. I love Miley.
Yeah.
I miss Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera had huge bazongas.
Oh, yeah.
Miley's on Tonight Show every night this week.
Yeah, what's the deal on that?
I don't know, but I don't like her.
Miley.
Mostly because I hate
her. She speaks highly of you, Theo.
No, I don't think she does.
Does she come on a wrecking ball?
I don't know.
You're too old for that. Never mind.
Wrecking ball?
Yeah.
That was her song.
That's one of her dumb songs.
Yeah. One of the dumbest ever.
I love that song.
Good song.
The video wasn't too good. I mean, it was kind of cool. But she's all right.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Reese, you like Miley Cyrus?
Not a big fan.
Are you a country? What kind of music are you into, Reese?
Country.
Country.
Are you? You see the country concert brought out they named their big acts Thursday.
Guns coming in.
Thursday is Toby Keith.
Toby Keith.
I like
coming
Toby
back.
Keith. I'm going.
I remember we went. Last time he was here, we went.
Loved it.
Oh, he was tremendous.
Friday, Brad Paisley.
Paisley?
He's all right.
He ain't bad.
He's a cool cat.
Yep.
And Saturday is Eric Church. I hate Eric Church.
Eric Church is kind of cool.
No, he's not cool.
But they said he was terrible last time he was there.
They say he doesn't really. I don't know. Everybody, it depends.
He's not a big fire up the crowd, I don't think.
You got Toby Keith's song? Wait.
So we can sleep. Oh, yeah.
You think he'll sing this? I mean, this was like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, he'll sing it.
Yeah. You think he will?
Oh, yeah. He takes requests.
Does he take requests?
Yeah. So everybody likes him.
Yep. I'm in.
He was awesome.
I'm going?
Yep.
I'm going to get tickets tomorrow.
Let's get him.
Frank can't get him yet.
No.
Maybe.
He can try. Where is she going? No. You going to get autographs? Go get autographs.
No.
He's got all of them.
What's your best autograph you got this year? You get Aaron Judge?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Didn't
you
really?
You did not. Where'd you get that at?
He flew Cleveland. To New York.
Huh?
Cleveland.
Oh, maybe he didn't fly
Cleveland.
To New York.
Did he tell you to get screwed or was he cool about it?
He's pretty cool about it.
Where'd you see him at? Hotel?
My dad knows a guy that is actually good friends with Matt Holliday, so he got us on field for BP and Judge came over, so.
Nice. So they do that much out there when they're BPing?
You ever got Giancarlo Stanton?
Yes, I have.
You got that?
What?
You got Stanton's?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that at?
Rookie year, I got him at the park.
Pat Bennett.
Pat Bennett's in the house.
Got people making faces in
the house. Tony Bennett.
Tony.
Who else you get this year?
I'm going blank, but I've got Goldschmidt this year. They're actually playing right now. It's... What's low four? Out 3-0, I think.
Who?
Arizona versus Arizona or
Colorado.
Colorado.
Arizona ahead. Yeah,
they're a solid team.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Who's gonna win it?
I would say overall the World Series.
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
I would say
Cubs and Cleveland again, boys.
Boy, I mean
round two.
It'd be a nice rematch.
Two hottest teams.
Yeah, yep.
They're hot. I'd like to see Cleveland win at this
Houston,
time.
Houston's scary with Verlander now.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're good.
Pretty good.
They are good. It'll be great. I love it. I love postseason baseball.
Yeah. Postseason baseball.
I mean, last night at that game last night with the Yankees crowd. The Yankees crowd, say what you want about the Yankees, but their crowd
get into
is
it.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah, yeah, they get into it.
I mean, they have a home field advantage, no doubt about it.
Yep. Absolutely.
So tomorrow night... Shifting gears.
Big.
We got a huge volleyball game.
Big volleyball game.
I'd say kids got to be fired up for this one, don't they?
Oh, my. What are we at? 13-2? 14-2?
14-2, I think.
14-2.
We beat Pandora. Killed Pandora last night.
Pandora went down. Cavaliers coming in town.
Hi, big guy. How's it going?
Good.
Good. We got some senior boys rolling in.
Boys
here.
Are starting to roll in.
Look at this hippie dope smoke. What happened? What happened?
Well, it's
Kenny. You know the barbershop over here. It's right.
It's, you can't find it.
Great friends with Kenny too.
Okay, and
oh, definitely. Well, it was kind of one of those. Dad said cut it.
Okay, and mom.
And mom said cut it.
Okay, so mom and dad said cut it.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta let her grow.
And the ladies said, you know what? You kind of look good with long hair.
Who did?
The ladies.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey.
Who's the blind kids in school now? We got a couple.
Evidently ladies. Couple ladies.
Kurt, what happened?
Looks good.
Chuck's insulting for the
song. I like it. He's got the locks going.
Yeah, and, you know, we can joke with him because, you know, Jesus, they're getting uglier and dumber. Yeah. Curtis, he's helped us out here on Fort Cover Radio. He's done some announcing, does a hell of a job.
Yes, sir.
And he works his butt off and
having a hell of a year.
You are football. Having a hell of a year.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Did you go to religion tonight?
No, I did not. I got a great story. I have a legitimate story of why I didn't go to religion.
We have no chance of winning Friday night.
Huh?
We have no chance of winning Friday
night. Oh, yeah.
We can't. Chance. He don't go to religion. He don't get his hair cut. He completely help us out.
Whoa.
That's big.
It's all me.
I have a perfect explanation of why I wasn't at religion.
Okay.
All right.
What you got?
Funny story, okay? So, this morning... You know, getting ready for school, doing the normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All of a sudden, my little sister, Faith, just starts screaming in the bathroom.
Aww.
And we're like, what the heck's going on?
That'd be scary.
Yeah. So we run in there.
Mouse.
Apparently, she was brushing her hair.
Yep.
she had a tangle. So, you know, she's brushing that stuff out, and she pulls her neck wrong, and her neck's, like, behind her shoulders, like, all the way back like this. Like, she can't, she says she can't move her neck. She's crying real bad and stuff. So we're like, what the heck? She gets real pale. She starts throwing up. Okay?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Crazy morning.
Oh, we're dead serious.
Let's just go do through. I would say you should have went to religion then.
No. It looked like she was possessed by a demon.
Nice.
There's something wrong there.
Well, she needs to go to religion.
But anyways, so, well, mom's got a big meeting.
Okay.
At school.
Is she there?
She was, but she's got a big meeting, so she's got to go for a little while.
Okay.
And dad could get off work around 10, so I had to stay back and be with Faith until 10.
Okay.
So then tonight, you know, my mom's going back to college. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. So she's got classes tonight. Dad's out in the fields, busy time.
Yep.
So I had to stay back and I had to
take care of Faith.
Yeah, give Faith what she wants.
How's she doing?
Apparently, she didn't break her neck. She sprained her neck.
Really?
Brushing her hair.
Yikes.
So that gives you more incentive to cut your hair.
Yeah, that's what some people were telling me.
Right.
But it depends, because if you're bald, then I say, well, I don't want to, you know, when I end up like you.
Whoa, what?
When I end up like you, you know, I gotta enjoy it while I can, you know.
Well, fine.
Someday I won't have it.
Good point. Adam, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
What about you two morons and your carpool karaoke?
Oh, that was a while ago.
That was a really, really fun thing we did for a little while.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Until we realized that it was a really, really dumb thing.
Okay, nice.
Basically what we did, we just, like, picked out a song and then just hopped into my car, propped our phone up so we could record it, and just lip syncs the entire song.
The first time we did it, we recorded it, and we were like, this is hilarious. Like, never even thought we were going to show it to anybody.
Right.
And I was like, I think it'd just be really funny if we'd put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yep.
And then about, like, the fourth one, we were like, why are we doing this?
And then you said we got to stop.
Yeah, like, I think he came over to my house, and he was, like, ready to record. Like, we had the song playing out and everything. And we both kind of looked at each other, and we're like,
this is really stupid.
Yeah, like, why are we doing this?
The voices you're hearing, folks, that is Curtis Grubbe. And is it Curtis or Kurt? What do you like?
It's whatever.
Okay, either one.
Yeah.
And Adam Byron, these guys are senior football players of your Fort Recovery Indians. And not only football players, but all-around great kids. And you'll see them. Not only do they play these sports, but when they're not in sports that are going on, they root for your team. They root for the kids. The kid that we're getting ready to talk to, Adam Byron. Adam is a lunatic.
Awesome.
Plain and simple.
Awesome lunatic.
But, I mean, this kid has fun, and I take my hat to him. And buddy, you know, you lead the cheers. You have that personality that attracts people to you, you know. And it's just really a neat trait. I'm just telling you that right now, okay?
Yeah, thank you. It's when it comes to, like, being in the student section, like, during the basketball season and even, like, baseball season too, just cheering on the guys, like, I don't know why. I just get really, really excited. I just go absolutely nuts.
Yeah. Well, they're also your friends, and you're rooting for them. And,
oh, yeah.
And your whole family, you know, your dad is just a Jones for sports
absolutely.
And rooting for Fort Recovery. And Ash is taking pictures of everything and in the band. You know, you got a good crew there, you know, and don't ever doubt
that. Keep that up. Yeah. I tell you what, you say you get that enthusiasm and you get fired up, it feeds out too, man. It's pretty cool when that.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing funner for me and Bob at the scores table to look over at you guys and going crazy over there.
And your dad's shaking his head.
Dad's going, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Like, I know a couple of times, like, during the basketball season, it's like anytime Trevor made a basket. Like,
so three times?
So you got three cheers in the air.
Firing shots already.
Ouch.
Anytime Trevor made a basket, I just went crazy. Just because, you know, Trevor's one of my best friends. And, like,
well,
I just went
nuts.
Yeah, I can.
I don't want to brag for Trevor, but he got two dunks in an AAU game.
It was actually a summer league game.
JV game.
It's a summer league game. Summer.
And,
no.
Yeah.
It's like,
gets,
and then people around me start cheering for Trevor also. We had a Trevor chant going on a Friday night once. I think that was the Fort Laramie game. I don't know, but
don't know why.
It was a good time.
One thing we're going to tell you guys before we get started here and talking is the bacon cheese is me and Fees.
All right, we won't touch that.
Now this white stuff over here,
all you want,
eat the crap.
Eat all you want.
Pass on it.
We got some onion cheese over here. Take it with you.
Take that with you, but your pocket.
That's pepper cheese.
Bacon cheese? No.
That's good stuff. Keep the good stuff.
Yeah, that is good stuff. Cade Wendell's over there at the headset. Cade, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in.
Yep.
You on the homecoming court?
Nope. Trevor
Loser.
Is.
Loser.
Trevor is.
Trevor is. All right.
Ladies, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
He ran a campaign.
Yeah.
He
did
said
you really?
The word on the street is he'd build a wall around St. Henry if he won homecoming king.
Really? That's big. Yeah.
Well, there's already a wall halfway around St. Henry.
Just need the funding.
We can do this. All this right. is big. Did you go to the Ed Sheeran concert?
Yep, I did. Tag along with Will.
Just you two?
Was your dad there too?
No, my beautiful girlfriend was there too.
That's
was
his
there?
First concert he's missed all year.
Who was there? Who all was at the concert? I want to know.
Will Holman. First of all, I would like to thank my mom and dad for...
God love, yeah.
Yes.
That was your birthday present, right?
Oh, that's a good birthday present.
Okay, so where are we going here? We're going to Polaris, or where was you at?
We were in Nationwide.
Nationwide. And it's who was the opening act?
James Blunt. You're
Blunt.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's the only part I know.
You're beautiful.
Karaoke.
How's it going?
I don't know. That's the only part I know. It's just... I don't know.
He's beautiful.
One song. I was there for Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
So who went? You two and who?
My beautiful girlfriend, Kendra.
Is she listening right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are serious.
And who else?
Jenna Nixon, the best person in the world.
Jenna Nixon. Is she listening too?
Probably not.
Now, who's Jenna Nixon date?
No one.
Trevor, all you.
What are you thinking there?
No.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, what's Ed? Ain't he a lovey dovey singer?
He is.
Will is the softest person.
He's hard on the field.
He sang every lyric.
He's the softest guy of me.
27 Snapchat stories of the whole concert.
Will Holman's the type of guy to where, like, on the football field, he's an absolute maniac, and he'll run into the biggest linebacker, and then once he gets back in the locker room, he's singing, like, love
Ed
songs.
Ed Sheeran. Give me a. Play me a little Ed.
Ed's redhead, right?
Yep.
He is a goofy looking dude, but he is a pretty good singer.
I think I like him.
He's the best. He's got a good voice.
He's not the best.
He's got a good voice.
Adam Levine.
He's performing.
Adam Levine.
It's only him. The best solo performer in the world. Fact.
This is J-Lo.
No, that's it.
What is this song?
This is a new one.
I can't hear it.
Shape of You.
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran.
I wouldn't pay a dollar. I wouldn't see him at the amphitheater. He wouldn't sell out the amphitheater.
He sold out Nationwide last night and tonight.
No.
Yeah, he sold out last night.
This song sucks.
Loving it. Do an old one.
Nice pick, Chuck.
Think it out loud. Jesus.
18. Do a slower one. Do a...
Jesus. Think it out loud.
He's got a good one. He's got a couple.
Sure as hell wasn't that one.
That's a new one.
Neil, what happened to the younger generation?
You just got to get with the times. Get a little diverse. Come on now.
I'm the most diverse cat in the world. You guys
are. That's very true.
Chuck's, he's struggling.
He ain't on his game.
Play Thinking Out
this
Loud.
Is great.
What song is this?
Yeah. Thinking Out Loud.
Oh, this is a swap spitting song.
Oh, this is a song.
No. Huh?
Are you the old lady making out song of this?
Right? No doubt.
Huh?
No.
Huh? No.
All right, okay, so at this concert, or is it you and Cade and the two girls? Are you guys mixing up here?
It was me.
Yeah.
Two girls and Cade.
So who is beside you? Jenna or your girlfriend?
His lovely girlfriend.
Kendra.
Okay. So, all right. We're getting this figured out.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about football. You want to?
Do we have to?
Why not?
Yeah, we all just happen to play football. Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, that's this is a great song.
It's a great song.
Chuck, you going to have us at your wedding?
It's going to be my wedding song.
Nope.
This is going to be your wedding song?
I don't know. Probably.
Hey, Shaney. Good.
The man, the myth.
Shaney, in the hat.
Thanks for coming up. Kate, let's talk a little bit. Let's talk football.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
So, a couple games ago, we make the change. We put you at wide receiver,
right?
And bring in Smitty, the freshman quarterback. And you accepted that role just like you accept everything else because you're a team kid. It's team, you know?
Right.
And it makes us better. And first, congratulate you for making that switch and not, because that's tough to do as a senior.
Yeah.
You agree with that, boys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody. You know, you're a senior quarterback.
That's big. But, stepping up big.
But, you know, I think
it's also not too bad to be the best receiver on the team.
Whoa, I don't know about that. You seen Trevor's hands? He caught that one with the foot.
Caught that with his knees.
Hey, man.
Whoa, I got that right there.
Uh-huh. Caught it with the knees.
Got it with the knees.
I'm just saying.
It hit the ground.
Hey,
the
stat book, it's an interception.
Hey, they all count.
It actually hit the ground.
Oh, it hit the ground.
Yeah, it
hit.
No, it didn't.
No,
oh, yeah, it did.
No.
Really?
It slipped. I got up. I was like, close no enough. Way they're giving it to me. They said interception. I was like, all right.
Close enough.
You got a cool hairdo, too.
Stylish.
It's the era for cool hair.
Are you fired up for the homecoming?
I guess so.
You got a date?
Yeah.
Who will?
Jenna Nixon, actually.
Whoa! Whoa!
What's going on here?
That's
fact. Real news. Who you got a date with?
Chrissy McIntosh.
Yeah. I was hoping you didn't say Will's girlfriend. What is going on with this, guys? You got a date?
I do, and she's listening right now. Hello, and Jordan Olding.
Jordan Olding.
Jordan Olding.
Olding?
Olding.
From?
Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery, yeah.
Hi, Jordan. How are you? Curtis? Got a date?
I'm planning on stealing Max's date by the end of the night.
Hey! Yeah!
Whoa.
Max getting ready to throw haymakers.
Work in progress.
How about big boy? What you got?
I'm not going to our homecoming.
Excuse me?
I'm not going to ours. Here.
He's not going.
Yeah, you're going.
Going to Antonius.
Excuse me?
Jesus.
You're going to whistle stop for the King Heartstrong?
Yeah. Hey, might as well win $100,000 while
you're at it. There you go.
You ain't going to our homecoming?
Nope.
You got a date at the Antonia homecoming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't had a date. He's just gone.
Yeah, Brad.
Yeah.
He's going down to see the Antonia boys.
Caitlin McKenna.
Really?
Yeah.
She hot?
Of course.
Not a boy.
Get it, Keith.
All right. Oh, I like it.
I like the dog.
Yeah. Shani, who you got a date with?
Kelsey Judy.
Yeah. She works for me. She was in here last week.
There you go.
She's a good girl.
Put a good word in for me.
Put a good word in?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Listen, don't ever bet. You got everything. You got the package. Man, that's all there is to it.
The curly hair.
Look at that smile.
The big nose.
What is he, a clown or what? Max, who you got a date with?
Olivia Smith from New Bravery.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one that
you fired up?
He thinks he's going to steal her.
Max, how about you? You have the sharpest car in school.
That's the truth.
Sweet ride. Yeah.
Debatable. My Saturn's pretty nice.
My Saturn.
That's sweet ride.
The O2 Saturn.
With the key marks on the side.
What are you driving, Will?
Four.
Whatever his dad buys.
Four Escape.
I thought I passed you. A little green, ugly.
No, it's like dark gray.
Yeah, it's kind of ugly. Huh? It's not real nice.
Gets the job done. A to B.
Hey, A to B. That's all you need, buddy. That's all
you need. If you guys need a vehicle, you guys know anybody that sells vehicles? I got a buddy.
Hey, come see me, boy.
Think about it.
Is that where you bought your Ford Ranger this month?
What's that supposed to mean, Neil?
That was one of the nicest things.
One of the nicest ever.
I'm still hurting and losing it. Hey, we got to take a break.
Yep.
It's 9:05. What's this song?
I like the song.
Is this Ed Sheeran?
No.
Nope.
This is LMFAO.
What's that stand for? Don't say it. I'll be right back. Bubba P presented by Wayne Street Market.
And when I'm at the beach, I'm in a Speedo
trying to tan my sheet. Hello, everyone. This is Brittany from Wayne Street Market. I'm excited for fall, and we are excited to introduce to you some of Fort Recovery's own local vendors. We have fresh honey, barbecue seasoning, and crushed grains, all available here in store. The Halloween season's right around the corner. Stop in and grab your Halloween candy for all your spooky trick-or-treaters. This October, we're also featuring a pie and soup swap event. Are you a wonderful baker or a cook? Let us be the judge. Sign up in store or message us on Facebook for details. The best soup will win a prize. As always, thanks for shopping your local downtown Fort Recovery Market.
bowling season has started and Miracle Lanes is now open every day. Get your times booked for family bowling parties, engagement parties, or bachelorette parties. And it's the best place around to hold a birthday party. Call them now to get your party booked at 375-4274. And don't forget about their great food. Call ahead and just drive through and pick it up. Stop by Miracle Lanes for some bowling fun and great food.
Is a family-oriented company where you are rewarded for your hard work.
The opportunity for growth here is amazing.
Managers and heads of the company always look very interested for your talent, so if they see something in you, they run with it.
The company promotes from within.
So they really let you excel. They really let your mind work.
Cooper Farms is the best company I've worked for because they will do whatever it takes to help you succeed.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
On Saturday, October 28th, there will be a benefit for Joshua Schlarman, son of Tyler and Lindsay Schlarman, an infant who was born with a rare genetic disorder. The benefit will be at the Wendelene Sports Club starting at 6 o'clock. There will be a raffle with many items donated by local businesses, a 50-50 drawing, a bake sale with many homemade baked goods, a silent auction with many great items to bid on, a gun raffle with several guns given away throughout the evening, and the kids are invited to dress in Halloween costumes. There will be music with Upbeats DJs and also free chili and pulled pork. Come and join in the fun at the Wendelene Sports Club on Saturday, October 28th for an evening of fun, but don't forget that it's for a serious cause, a benefit for the family of Joshua Schlarman, who was born with a rare genetic disorder. The proceeds will help his family with medical and other expenses. Music with Upbeats, a raffle, a silent auction, a bake sale, a 50-50, a gun raffle, free chili and hot dogs. Stop out for a great party at Wendelene Sports Club on Saturday, October 28th, starting at 6 o'clock to benefit the family of Jacob Schlarman.
The one-of-a-kind auction is on Sunday, October 15th at the Fort Covey Elementary School Auditorium. Doors open at 4:45 p.m. and the auction goes until 9:30 p.m. The theme is A Night in Venice. You never know what you might get there, so be there. You'll have a one-of-a-kind time at the one-of-a-kind auction, sponsored by the Fort Covey Historic Society and Project Recovery.
Inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home.
What's the best locker room song you guys like?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Black Skinhead.
DMX.
Black Skinhead's a pregame song, usually. What?
Black Skinhead by Kanye West.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one.
We've been listening to that one ever since the state run.
Where the Hood At by DMX?
That's the Owen Sheridan favorite.
Look at me, XXX.
That's a good one, too.
Look at me.
That's a good one.
Don't play that one.
Play that song.
No, don't.
No. We don't want to go to jail.
We want to stay on the air.
We can't do it.
Then probably best post-game song is All Star by Smash Mouth. That one's a good one.
Oh, you can't beat that song.
That song's the best one. I love that one.
I agree.
Great song.
We're joined here by the senior football players, and we're going to go around and announce and name them. Introduce yourself and who your mom and dad is.
I'm Cade Wendell, and my parents are Jeff and Jerry Wendell.
Adam Byram, and my parents are Jerry and Carol Byram.
I'm Curtis Groovy. My parents are Joe and Kim Groovy.
I'm Matthew Keyes. My parents are Bob and Kathy Keyes.
I'm Trevor Vaughn. My parents are Jeff and Shelley Vaughn.
I'm Will Homan. My parents are Todd and Michelle Homan.
I'm Max Klinkstrom, and my parents are Jake and Amy Klinkstrom.
I'm Ethan Shane. My parents are Ken and Carrie Shane.
Okay, so
hey, they did good.
They did do good, didn't they?
Yeah, they got all their parents right. That's pretty good. Not all that.
I hope they did. You guys, interesting year this year, you know? You've been involved, and, you know, it's easy to say, but you guys have been part of the turnaround in our football program, and that's got to be something. You know, this is 4 years for you guys, and some of you guys played as freshmen and contributed, and it is amazing how far our football programs come. You know, and don't you got to be so damn proud. Now that game last Friday sucked.
One sucked. Bad.
But you know what?
But the game before that, probably top five Fort Recovery history, I would have to think.
Greatest regular season game I've ever been involved in,
without a doubt.
Huh?
Without a doubt.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That was the greatest game ever.
That was awesome.
We're going to have a tough game Friday.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't scared. Who's scared?
Nope.
Yeah,
Trevor,
are you scared?
Nope.
Yeah, he is scared because he loves scared. He's scared.
Nah, I'm not scared.
One bit. Bring him on. Nope.
And then who we got, Marion?
Yep.
I ain't scared.
Bring him on.
New Bremen the week after that.
Bring them on.
Down, go Bremen.
Stank
Hanks.
Think about this. We get that St. Henry game for the playoffs.
That would be awesome.
This place would be nuts.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You in or out?
I'm in.
You in on this one?
We in?
Yeah.
Shanny in?
Oh, yeah.
Max in?
Of course I'm in.
Willie?
Yes, sir.
We're in.
Curtis?
Oh, yeah, man.
Don't going to get your haircut for the game?
No.
No.
Mohawk.
Huh?
No. Look at that.
Mohawk.
Nope. Look how luscious it is.
It is luscious.
Look at that.
It is luscious.
Between you
luscious
and
locks.
Huh?
Always. Look Kane's at that.
Kane's always got them luscious
I
got to
tell you guys something. I don't know if you guys seen that, but Ashley Stogler, Ashley Overman, did Cade's senior pictures. And she had something on there. Did you see it on Facebook? Look at this beautiful hair. And I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. She said, look at those eyes. I'm like, Jesus.
He's so dreamy.
Dreamy.
He's so dreamy.
What is the deal on that?
That's bad.
Huh?
That is bad.
Thanks, sweet God. He looks like his mom, not his dad. Dad could be ugly. Top 10. Rocker did a top 10 ugliest. Doggy gotta be like.
I have my dad's hair too. Got my hair from my dad.
Oh, jeez.
Got my hair from my dad.
He's losing it in 5 years.
Oh.
Your dad had long hair?
Nah, I'm kidding.
I didn't know. Hell, I didn't. I'm stupid. So let's senior year. Let's talk a little bit about favorite football memory, and then what you're doing after school. What's your game plan?
I'd have to say my favorite football memory this year would probably be beating Mincer in overtime. And then after high school, I'm going to go to Lake Erie College and probably do something with business.
Awesome. Played some baseball, too.
Yeah. A little baseball.
Play some baseball.
Adam?
Best football memory? I agree. If it was this year, I'd say beating Mincer in overtime. That was awesome. Or, you know, obviously the state game, can't leave that one out. And after high school, I want to go to Bluffton to be a to get I can't speak, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
I mean, history education to be a teacher.
Good for
there you.
You
go.
I'd have to say my favorite memory would be after the Mincer game when we were all showering and Matt Keith cramps mid shower and just starts screaming.
Oh my god.
Did you cramp up?
No. Will.
Kid could not get
the Mincer game.
And get off the driver and drive me home that night.
He was in the shower, started cramping.
Drop.
Yeah,
your commando.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And here you sit. And there ain't nobody can do about it.
We got the poor Jill, our trainer.
Yeah.
And we said, Jill, you gotta get in there. Like, it's bad. And she's like, you know, like, I'm not allowed to go in.
Right.
If anybody's, like, naked or anything, like, I can't go in.
Could you cover him up?
So we went in and made anybody that didn't have clothes on, get some clothes on. We got some clothes on Kiesel, and then she went and worked them.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had about 3 guys stretch me out the shower, but it was all right.
Yeah, nice. I'm sure Bonnie was one of them.
Oh, no, I was out by then. I was gone.
Was you out?
I was out eating pizza, man.
Yeah, we were out eating
on the leg cramp.
Yeah.
So my plans after school is to attend Ohio State and major in media journalism.
That a boy. That'd be a great
field.
That'd
be a good deal for you.
Keezer, what you got, bud?
Well, by far best memories, you know, playing state game. That was by far the best thing, you know. I mean, no words to say that. And after high school, I plan on going to Trine University and either majoring in exercise science or physical therapy and hope and play football there, too.
A little football there?
And a baby. That's a beautiful area up there at Angola.
Yeah.
Probably ask your coach a little bit about that one, probably.
Yeah,
huh?
You might have a little insight on
that. Might have some insight on that one.
I had college scout, you know, talked to him. Just
good for you, buddy.
Last week.
Had a boy.
That'd be great. Trav, what's up, bub?
Probably my favorite memory. I'd say probably the Lehman game this year. I mean, we were down, 21-0?
Yeah.
Came back and won that thing in overtime. That was a great one. State run, that one was also awesome. I think my future plans, I'm not really for sure yet, but right now I'm thinking Ball State, maybe in natural resources.
Oh, it's good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good. Willie, what do you got, buddy?
My favorite football memory was probably like the morning or right before the state game. Like we were done warming up, and I looked over, and it was me and Adam LeFever were pissing right next to each other. We looked each other in the eye. We're like, there was no doubt in our mind that we were winning that game, and we were like,
because you were peeing beside each other.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a case of bond.
Friday night before the game. That's all.
Guys, say something about Will real quick.
I hope it ain't got nothing to do with his peeing.
No, it does not. Right before the Minster game this year, I think I was the only person to see this, but I walked past the showers to go grab a bottle of water, and I see Will puking his guts out right before the Minster game this season. So I walk over to the other guys. Well, first off, I made sure he was all right. He gives me the thumbs up. Walk over to the other guys, and I'm like, Will's throwing up. They're like, oh, yeah, he does that when he gets excited. We can tell because he was ready to play some ball that night.
What are you thinking after school?
Nursing in, I'm not sure where yet.
Good. You're getting some looks here as far as...
I'm getting some looks, yeah. Absolutely. I'm not sure yet. But
yeah.
If I get a chance to play and it's worth it, I'm going to do it.
Hey, good for you. Max, what we got, buddy?
My favorite football memory would obviously be the winning state championship. That was pretty awesome. And then after high school, I plan to attend the Ohio State University and become American history teacher and a football coach.
I'm going to tell you something, Max.
That'd be awesome.
You got a mom and a dad who are pretty awesome, okay?
Yeah.
Not only because,
they adopted me.
Not. You know what? But you know what? You know, like, Jake, like, during baseball season, he'll send wings up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he's always listening to you, and he's driving trucks, so it makes it tough for him to get to the game.
He's got to start sending him to the dugout.
They always
go up to you guys, you and Calvi, but we're down in a dugout starving.
Yeah, tough crap there, bud. And another thing, Max, is that, like, I think you and your mom go to every Ohio State home game. Is that about right? You go to a lot of them? A
lot of them.
That is so awesome.
That is fun.
And that's something that you'll cherish for the rest of your life, spending time with mom on special trips like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody here has got that special thing that they'll always remember. That's something that you'll never take away.
Yep.
Because, I go to an Ohio State football game, when that band comes out, and it's the greatest thing in the world, and to be able to share that with mom, and that's just a really cool deal, you know? And you know how much I think of you. Shaney, what about you, buddy? What's your game plan?
Game plan after high school is to go to right now either Toledo or Ohio State for mechanical engineering. So,
attaboy.
I apply to both of them, so we'll see kind of this fall or this winter, I guess.
See how things go.
Yeah.
And then,
how about your memory?
Favorite memories, plural, would be, you know, locker room after wins, especially big wins. Minster, that was a big one. That was a rough.
Oh,
one.
Man.
Minster, Lehman, I mean, really any win. Being in the locker room, something special.
Let me tell you a little story, boys. On that Minster game, about the big fella. We go by, we get in Calpe's truck, and we drive by, and we can hear you guys screaming in there. And,
oh, yeah.
And the big fella's hanging out the window, screaming at the Minster people. It was awesome. We were so fired up.
I just thought that was kind of a neat win.
That was a fun win.
That was a fun locker room out there.
It was. You know, Fee, me and you, we sit here, and we do this sports talk show, this stupid sports talk show.
Yes, sir.
And people actually listen to us.
Yes, sir.
And the reason people listen to sports talk is for days like this.
This is why they come. They come to listen to you guys.
Because all you have to do is listen to these guys and these girls last week.
Yep.
And how awesome of people they are.
Yep.
And when they talk about their game plans after school. Now, these ain't a bunch of turds here, boys.
No.
These are winners.
These are a bunch of champs.
And
that's right.
Last week, they're winners.
Yep.
And they get it.
Absolutely. And their parents should be awfully proud because they got some awfully great kids. I tell you what.
And another thing is their answers of, like Shaney says, the locker room.
That's
better than that team stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what kills me is when I see people who don't get involved in stuff because they don't know what they're missing. They absolutely don't know what they're missing.
Yep.
Because there is nothing like the bond of being on a team. And how it brings you together and how it makes friendships for life. And And we are blessed at Fort Kerry High School. We're blessed in Mercer County. We're blessed in the MAC to have such wonderful kids.
Yep.
And there ain't none of them better than what we got right here.
We got a bunch of good ones right here.
Yeah, we do. And, boys, we got a big game Friday night. And this season, there's a lot of season to play.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot to play.
Absolutely.
We got to go one at a time. Let's get this first one.
I ain't scared of nobody left.
I ain't either. We're as good as anybody we're going to play the rest of this year.
Amen, brother. Let's take a break. Come right back. Bubba and Fee presented by Wayne Street Market. We got a sponsor, boys.
Ooh. That's big.
Big time.
This is big time.
We don't dick around here for good radio.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
The Fort Recovery Gun Club will be holding their fall meet shoot on Sunday, October 15th, starting at noon. The shoot will be held at their grounds at the Fort Recovery American Legion, and there will be both trap and stationary targets. Also that day, the prizes for their raffle will be given away. Third prize is a Ruger 10/22 rifle. Second prize is a Remington 870 EX 12-gauge shotgun. And first prize is a Henry Golden Boy 22 rifle. Tickets for the raffle are available until the time of the drawing from any gun club member or at home and gun shop between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Don't miss the Fort Recovery Gun Club's fall meet shoot on Sunday, October 15th at the Fort Recovery Legion with the shoot starting at noon.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit rossburgacres.com.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Polo.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco! Then.
Somebody said we got a new friend.
We're on?
Are we on?
Yes. I can hear you, Bobby.
I can hear you, Harold.
Does perfect. This is a lovey-dover.
This is Kendra Thien's favorite song. Right now, she is home hugging her phone with Willie.
Yeah.
Picture of Willie.
Got a picture of Willie, huh?
You sing us to her or not?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear it.
Karaoke.
I don't have headphones on. I need headphones.
He can't hear it. We got to hear Willie. This is Willie,
yeah.
Boys.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to sing it or not.
Yeah, oh, sing the crap out of it.
You got to
sell it, baby. Sell it.
And I'm right over here. Why can't you see me?
Here we go.
Yeah.
He ain't making much noise. Pretty quiet right now.
He's nervous.
That's it.
I keep dancing on my own.
This beautiful.
I need over
karaoke, boys.
I need
recovery football karaoke.
Hey, we just lost one listener.
I got a feeling I know who it is.
One, that's not bad.
His mom and dad probably turned it off too.
Yeah. No, we're at.
Hey, we got.
Troy will still be listening.
Troy will listen.
Troy's always listening. He's our number one listener.
Broken bottles. I'm spinning around in circles. Okay, cut.
Stop it. We've heard enough.
It's America's Got Talent. You got the X's.
Right now, she is writing a breakup letter. Dear Will, I just can't do it anymore.
I can't do it.
I thought he sounded good. What do you think, guys? Best singer in the locker room.
Me.
No, wait a minute. Not everybody's
here. It's me right
now. It's deep country music.
Trevor. Play me some Josh Turner up here.
Josh Turner for Trevor Vaughn.
Let me some Josh Turner.
Josh Turner
for Trevor.
Is that a...
Play Would You Go With Me by Josh Turner.
Now you can sing this.
Yeah, I know.
No, this is his song.
Would You Go With Me by Josh Turner.
All right.
This is big.
Yeah. Man, you've never heard something like
by
this.
Trevor.
Twitter polls, who's a better singer, Adam Meyer or Trevor Vaughn?
I'm gonna win this.
Oh, yeah, I like this song.
Trevor's good.
Everybody's toe tapping.
Gotta get
right
my deep
now,
voice
listening.
All queued up.
You need a drink of water or anything?
I'm all good. I should be good. Hoping my voice doesn't.
You know every word to this?
Not every word. I just know the beginning of it.
Don't he sing, what else did he sing? He's got some hits.
Train, something about a train.
Would you go with me?
Are you kidding me?
If we roll down streets of fire.
Are you sure?
He's good.
Keep going.
You hold on to me tighter. As the summer sun got higher.
Keep her going, Chuck.
If we roll from town to town and never shut it down.
No, we're just making sure he's down. Lip singing.
Would you go with me?
Everybody now.
If we were lost in fields of clover. Would we walk even closer?
Not bad. Let's give him a round of applause.
I was just proving I'm the best singer.
That was
good.
What are you chewing?
You are not.
Got some gum.
You are not.
How to take it out when I'm singing, though.
Can't do the deep throat with the...
Max, are you a singer? Max, you can sing. Huh?
Max says no.
I'm going to promote my case for best singer. Everybody show up.
Nope.
The Addams Family performed by Fort Recovery High School this coming February.
What is it?
Drama Club.
The Addams Family by Fort Recovery Drama Club.
Are you in it?
I am.
Who else? Anybody else here?
Nobody here. No.
I would like to do an adult drama club.
What? Mr. Adams.
Oh, I was guessing Morticia.
I told Mrs. Latho that she didn't give me the little lead role, I'd quit.
Did you? That boy, you got to lay the law down.
I'd say.
Hey, you got to be assertive.
Not messing around.
Morticia
with
the long
hair? No, no.
You can be my daughter.
She offered me to be some kind of guard that goes, who do you think I am?
Come on. Absolutely. Shane, are you playing basketball this year?
December decision.
Oh, that's going to be a
football decision. I don't really know.
We don't know yet.
I don't really know.
If you're leaning, give me a tilt. Tilt it. Are you straight up or which way would you say?
It's actually right in the middle. I'm thinking either CYO or school. I don't know.
Willie, what about you? Where are you going?
I think I'm going to have to opt to my talents at CYO basketball.
Are you going to have to opt to CYO?
Take your talents
to the Berg. How's our CYO team going to be?
Now we got me, Evan Post, Mason
suck.
Will, Rob Lefevre,
Mary Help will beat him.
Jack, Matt Keese. Matt Keese on
Keister
the team.
Don't play basketball.
Jack and
Matt
Keese.
I'm liking the Benny Hill.
Ethan Chain's on the line. Ethan Chain's puts us over. It's like he's the...
He's what? He's the
X factor. He's
Dark Horse.
Bus. Really? State or bus?
Mary Hope of Christians being at Charlottesburg this
Mary
year.
Mary Hope.
Really? Are you guys loaded this year?
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Who's on that team?
Me and Byram.
Max.
What about your full beard? What's your game plan? Are you...
I need a mustache for the Addams Family.
Okay.
Just kind of growing it out, and then I'll shave all this and keep the dirty looking mustache for 2 days
for the Addams Family show.
Yep.
You know the thing about guys in the what is it called, the drama club, and
yeah,
chicks dig them.
Chicks.
I mean, it's a fact.
Adam gets more chicks than any of us here.
I believe it. Because, yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt. I like Kiesel.
No, Kiesel's like under the radar kind of guy.
Is he really?
He's never really know, but.
He's a sleeper.
Yeah.
He's got that little sexy grin on him, you know.
Look at her, the wink.
Yeah. Wink
he's
got.
Man.
Look at Kiesel's banner, like outside of the football field on a Friday night. He's got the cutest smile.
Aww.
Drama clubs.
A little better coming from.
Yeah. So we got eight of you here, three, six, eight of you.
Yeah.
We're missing
Cassius Metzger.
Cassius didn't make it up.
Stalker.
Andrew.
Ryan Broad.
Brawny.
Thorny.
And Thorny. You four. You guys have been pretty damn good class of seniors. You know that. 12 of you sticking through a football. That's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, when you guys started, like when you was in 7th and 8th grade, how many kids you have in your team?
I think like 22.
We had 18.
No 22. Way.
We had 18.
Let me think. 18, we had
18. 18, I think.
Yeah.
Roughly.
And then was you
we
junior?
Had, we had like three of them.
What was our record though? In 7th grade?
We went on 7th
grade undefeated.
7th grade we went 8-0. Undefeated. And 8-0. Then 8th grade year we were
6-2.
Who got us? Cole
Anna. Anna and Marion.
Anna and Marion got us. 6-2. So you guys haven't lost many football games, have you?
No.
That's pretty neat, ain't it?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you got a running back here who's set every record you could possibly think of.
And, you're welcome.
And that's exactly right. and
got him here.
You know, he couldn't do that without the big boys up
front. Gotta have the big boys up front.
Big Matthew Keese.
The give slobs. Me all, boys.
The slobs.
The slobs.
Give him a shout out.
Gotta give a shout out to the slobs.
Shout out to the slobs.
But I will say this, the slobs are awesome, but he does some things on his own that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't too bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The other day, he ran through a hole. I don't know where we was at.
Parkway,
yeah.
Jake,
and Jake said, that hole was huge.
That was a big hole he went through.
Went through sideways.
That hole was it. 3 inches.
Size of my head.
He dived. He dove right through that. It was like
3 feet.
Tremendous.
Yeah. Chuck, why are you laughing?
You're welcome.
That's good, Chuck. Uh-huh. Don't laugh at Neil. What about Reese Bob? You guys think his hair's pretty?
Oh, yeah. Reese Bob's a man hair. Dime. Look at him. He's a man dime. Look at him.
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh, doubt yeah.
Look at him.
He's a chick. He's
look at that
chick
smile he's got.
Look at that.
Chicks talk about him all
who's
the
Reese?
Time.
Hey, who you got a date with?
Oh, I know. I know. Not his date, but his girl.
Oh. Who we got, Reese?
I'll let him tell you.
What you got, Reese?
I have nothing to say.
No. Nothing to say.
Hey, we can't.
Do you guys want the lowdown?
No, no, no.
We don't want any parts?
We can't spoil it.
Yeah, you do. You want it.
Is he got a date to the homecoming?
Do you, Reese? I don't know, Reese. Do you?
No, I do not.
Oh, I know he's
couldn't perfect. Close the deal or what, Reese?
He's getting a date at the dance.
Oh.
Like what I'm doing with Max's girl.
Yeah. So Friday night we beat Delphus. Okay. Saturday, what time's all the festivities start for homecoming?
Depends what time we want to start.
Is everything at the school?
Yeah.
Yep.
So they do everything there.
They just show up and they got to dance. They don't feed you.
They don't feed you.
No, that's only for prom.
Really?
Yeah.
Bacon wrap homecoming chicken last year.
Who's DJ? Is just a dance.
Ryan Follenkamp.
Who's the best DJ you guys ever had?
Travis Stegmaier.
Thank you, bud. Who is it?
Travis Stegmaier.
Bubba Stoggs was the greatest DJ we've ever had.
Bubba Stoggs shut. Shut homecoming down.
We knew.
Sophomore year.
Yeah. Sophomore year, we walk into homecoming, and Drake is playing first song, and I was like, this is going to be a good home.
Yeah. Then I got shut knew. Down.
We
got a little loud. Chuck, we
played some. Cracked practice. Up a little bit.
Lefty Dilworth heard us, and he's been dead for 14 years.
Yep. That ain't it.
Mark, Mr. Overman, come up to me and said, we might want to turn this down.
Keep it down a little bit.
I couldn't hear. My heart was thumping.
we could hear it at Wilkesy's.
Yeah, it was
not all that.
No, that's exactly
I
right.
I liked it.
Good homecoming.
Yeah, it was a good homecoming. Well, boys, I want to thank you guys for coming in. You guys are awesome.
Hey, tomorrow night, that's right. Shoot a girl's on.
Yeah. Our volleyball team is really good.
I'm telling you
everybody
what.
Sleeps on them. Our volleyball
that
team
New Bremen
good.
Game, you guys were tremendous. You guys were key.
You do the announcing, Will.
I got
a complaint.
Oh, jeez.
It's probably Will. Will mispronounces names.
No, not names. Jones. Here's what you guys do.
Jones announcement. Did you?
Was it good?
It was Paige Jones.
It was awesome.
You didn't get into it a little bit.
It was awesome.
Okay, so here's what you got to do. When you say, welcome to Forsyth Fieldhouse between the Fort Kirby Indians, do the other team first.
Do the other team first. Okay. Yep.
That's what he does. That's not, that's not me.
Rammel types it up, and I read it off the paper.
Rammel's an idiot. he always do the visitors first.
Always do the visitors first.
We got to do it tomorrow. Big one.
Yeah.
This is big. It's going to be a full house.
Our student, you should see our student section, Mark.
More suits.
That'll be fine. More suits. They're like
8 of them.
Tight, skin tight body suits.
I love it.
We're all
I
wearing.
Do not want to see you guys.
Clothing's optional.
That's bringing out. That's bringing out memories of Perry Hall.
That is Perry Hall.
Remember Perry? Yeah. Swimsuit.
Yeah, he had his.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, what spandex on?
Yeah.
Boys, good luck the rest of the way out.
Good luck, boys.
Right, I love you guys.
Hey, we'll bring it back in here about third week of the tournament. Something like
sounds
it.
Sounds I like that thinking.
I like it. Let's go, boys.
Be right back. Bubba and Fee presented by Wayne Street Market.
Sports broadcast coming up on Fort Recovery Radio the rest of this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the Coldwater Cavaliers in a very important MAC match, and Steve Stone and Diana Ramble will bring you all the action live. Friday, the Indians football team will host the Delta St. John Blue Jays, and it's homecoming night. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will bring you all of that action live with the pregame show starting around 7:15. Tomorrow, Coldwater Volleyball comes to Forsyth Fieldhouse. Friday, football with Delta St. John on homecoming night. Get to all the games you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. The bowling season has started and Miracle Lanes is now open every day. Get your times booked for family bowling parties, engagement parties, or bachelorette parties. And it's the best place around to hold a birthday party. Call them now to get your party booked at 375-4274. And don't forget about their great food. Call ahead and just drive through and pick it up. Stop by Miracle Lanes for some bowling fun and great food.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Does Bigfoot really exist? The Fort Recovery Library will host a presentation by Doug Waller, founder of the Southeastern Ohio Society for Bigfoot Investigation, on Tuesday, October 17th at 6 o'clock. Mr. Waller's organization provides a safe, open forum for Bigfoot believers and eyewitnesses. The public is welcome to stop in and hear the stories and evidence about whether Bigfoot is real or just an urban myth. So check out Doug Waller from the Southeastern Ohio Society for Bigfoot Investigation at 6 o'clock on Tuesday evening, October 17th at the library.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern and Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Farms is a family-oriented company where you are rewarded for your hard work.
The opportunity for growth here is amazing.
Managers and heads of the company always look for your interest and for your talent, so if they see something in you, they run with it.
The company promotes from within.
So they really let you excel. They really let your mind work.
Cooper Farms is the best company I've worked for because they will do whatever it takes to help you succeed.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The one-of-a-kind auction is on Sunday, October 15th at the Fort Covey Elementary School Auditorium. Doors open at 4:45 p.m. and the auction goes until 9:30 p.m. The theme is A Night in Venice. You never know what you might get there, so be there. You'll have a one-of-a-kind time at the one-of-a-kind auction. Sponsored by the Fort Covey Historic Society and Project Recovery.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Boom, boom, boom. Guitar.
Our second guest of the night, Mr. Neil Spencer.
McNeil.
Long-time listener, first-time talker.
No, we heard you talk. You're not the first-time talker. It is
9:40.
In studio.
A first-time, long-time talker, first-time guest.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You're not a guest when you're the owner.
Yes.
There he is.
First of all, Jack should interview you as inside.
I'm a guest when Chuck's here because I know nothing goes on when Chuck's here.
Neil, when you had the idea of doing Fort Covey Radio and we started doing sports talk, and I talked a little bit about this, is when you get kids that come in, make that what makes this thing work.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, how cool are them kids?
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
And they're good.
A lot of people know that, but they don't get a chance to talk to them, hear them, anything like that. They just see them doing things, either walking down the street or playing sports or whatever. Yeah.
Tell you what, every one of them's got a future. They know what they want to do.
Yeah, this is tremendous. Sports talk, but there's just enormous amounts of really great kids in our in our school that aren't sports. And of course, we've had some of the FFA kids on and some of that stuff with Insight and various things. We have. And have had for a long time a school full of awesome, unbelievable kids.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And, Fee, that's another thing. That's why you keep coaching.
Yeah.
Because the kids like
I love being around these guys. Yeah. I mean, that thing that Shaney said, you know, that locker room, it is unbelievable. I'm out at the bowling alley last Saturday night, and Derek Bax is out there, and they play a song that we always played on the bus coming back. And we both looked at each other, and we kind of laugh. You know, it's just one of them deals where, I mean, we sat on that bus, and they always they played the same song, and these kids always get fired up at it, and it was just a classic. There's two kids, Cole Wendell and Baxie out there, and Baxie just kind of looks over me and laughs. You know, greatest bus song ever. You know, so that was a good one.
That's right, man. You can't.
That's neat stuff.
That stuff you just, it's just neat. I agree. And the senior class is pretty good other than Reese.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Ow. Reese can't catch a break.
That was Reese unnecessarily mean.
That was kind of mean, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Reese, your sister's kind of fired up about that volleyball team, ain't she? That's got to be a lot of fun in the old Rogers family.
Yeah, oh, that's got to be fun.
I'm a little.
She gonna have that baby tomorrow night? She might have it tomorrow night.
Yeah, might be.
It's 70-30. Yeah. She has that baby tomorrow night.
Yeah,
she's gonna be jacked.
Time out.
I'm bringing a catcher's mitt just in case.
How about?
I'm gonna be. Come on, drop it.
Your mom's name is
Tina.
And she had a thing on Facebook thanking us for our
all of our birthing advice.
I really love listening to all your birthing advices. Yeah, that was
she
fun
thinks
show.
That's something that she needs to Listen, I can't tell you any dates, but go back in the archives of Breakfast with Bill, and he's always talking about how overrated childbirth is because
how easy it is.
Dogs just walk around and just drop them and go on about their business.
Keep moving.
Yeah, right. Can't be that bad.
I'm going to the water bowl. Yeah. Whoops, okay. Dropped two kids on the way.
Here we go. Yeah, we got a big weekend. We got that volleyball game tomorrow night is going to be a lot of fun against a really, really good core team.
Yeah, they're good. Yep. I think they're very good.
They got a lot of...
That is Mike Etzler's wife coaching them now.
Yes. Yeah, Nikki. Yes.
Yep.
And they, their only loss was to New Bremen. And
New Bremen.
I think Bremen got them in four games or four sets, wasn't it?
I believe it was five.
Did it go five?
I think it was 3-2.
It did go five.
Okay.
If it didn't, it went very, very deep in points. I don't think any of the games in Coldwater lost. They had less than 20.
There's just some really good volleyball teams.
There is. And there's going to be a really fun crowd up there tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a blast.
Let's pack that old Fort Recovery Fieldhouse.
Yes. Yeah. The boys will be fired up.
Yeah, they will be.
Those kids that were in here, they have something planned. They wouldn't exactly say what, but they got something going on in there. That's going to be a fun thing. You want to be there for that.
And it'll be a good atmosphere.
Yeah, it will be. And then Friday, we got the Blue Jays and a game we got to win.
It's a must. It's a must win for us.
You got to win that
homecoming
game.
Night, and we really need to need to do that one.
I agree. We got to win that one.
What do we got? We got four left.
Yep.
Yep, that's right.
Probably looking, we got about half three out of four anyhow.
We're going to have certain, I mean.
How about four out of four?
Or four out of four would be really good. Four out of four, I'd say we're in.
Yeah, I mean, it depends who you're going to beat, but you got to figure on, you know.
Well, like you said, if it would come down to that last game, how exciting would that be?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The old Marienburgie Park would be rocking a little bit.
It would be.
St. Henry football drop night, it'd be
crazy. Yeah, that would be a fun
crazy
night.
It's supposed to be a beautiful night Friday night, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't complain about our Friday nights.
I think they're pretty
sweet. When me and Jody ran a concession stand that one year, we were selling hot chocolate on the fourth game.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
Yeah. That's how damn cold it was.
Cold.
And it sucked, too. Hot chocolate's the worst.
Cody's senior year, it rained every game. Poured down rain.
Yeah.
And it was like cold pour down rains. It was terrible.
Was it last year that rained about every Friday night or 2 years ago? We had a lot of lightning delays.
Yeah,
we had some delays. I think it was a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, last year, I know we played that game at Sydney against Sydney Lehman that the officials let go on that they got suspended for.
Yeah,
and that was last year.
They got suspended?
Yes.
Yeah. They got in trouble for it.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they got suspended. I don't know how long, but those officials got suspended.
And the storm was like, what, 50 miles away?
Yeah, but as long as you can see lightning, they are required.
Well, now they play thunder. If you hear thunder, it's 30 minutes.
Well, I'd say anytime they just hear thunder and there's no lightning, everybody in the stands need to just stomp on the stands and tell them it was the people in the stands.
I went out there 2 weeks ago at the junior high game, and sun's out. It's absolutely beautiful out. And there's one black cloud hanging out there, and you hear this boom, boom, boom every once in a while. 30 more minutes. We sat there. I'm sitting there going, are you kidding me?
No dark rain cloud.
We had it.
Hovering over.
I was a kid. I never heard that song.
Yeah, really?
No, it's a beautiful book.
Thank you.
It is pretty.
Here, I bet that's one that Ed Sheeran would have written.
Big Ed.
I'll bet you he did sing every song at that.
Oh, I bet
he will.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. He probably loved that.
Yeah. Think he was smiling?
I bet he had a little smile from
Will.
That's a pretty good birthday present from Mom and Dad.
Yeah, thanks Mom and Dad on that one.
And when I was 18, my mom and dad got me, let's see.
They let you in the house that night.
Maybe
Snickers bar.
$20 and they let me cash in the pop bottles that week.
Oh.
Yes. Whoa,
that's pretty good.
Not bad.
10 cents.
That's how we always paid for bowling. Me and Chester. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We always cash in pop bottles. You get a dime a bottle.
Dime a bottle.
And we drank pop like.
Until we started keeping score.
Yeah, then we'd have some little buildup.
Then Joe would give us, what was it, $3 or three games?
Yeah,
so we always
$2.25. $2.25 or three games of bowling.
Or three games of bowling. We always take the bowling.
And he'd just add them up. And
that's pretty good.
Not too bad.
And I do remember you when I was bowling on Wednesday nights, and you and Chester would go down and keep score. You guys were good. I mean, really good.
Mm. Yeah.
You're probably 15, 16 years old.
Best part of that bowling is we'd have some of the teams that would come in, and they'd bowl terrible. And they'd be telling you, oh, the lanes are just impossible. They're terrible. And then Bob and Chester being out there, Bob, boom, boom, strike after strike after strike. Joe, I don't think they're having much trouble.
That is true. I have it every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be bitching about them lanes.
They'd bitch about the lane. Sorry, boys.
Because as soon as bowling was over, we was bowling.
We were bowling.
Yeah. As soon as that tournament bowling was over.
Did Bretzi ever, was Bretzi ever one of those? Or
Bretzi complain?
He complained, but he never blamed Roger. I don't think he complained a lot.
He threw a bowling ball at him once.
Shut it down. Roger's first Wednesday night as the owner of Miracle Lanes. Something happened, pin jam.
Yeah.
Roger goes back there, and I believe it was Steve Reinhardt. I think it was Harpo. Rolled one down the walkway. And at that time, they had a door.
They had a door that
was wooden, real light door.
And Roger had no idea that ball was coming. He went through the door. As soon as that door closed, that ball hit that thing. I would have paid money to see how high Roger jumped. He asked Joe later, he said, why do those guys hate me? Well, number one, you're Roger Berman. But number two,
I remember like it was yesterday.
That's funny stuff.
Yeah. You know, Roger's an amazing guy. When you took a guy I take my hat off to guys like that.
Yeah.
Who pick up their roots, bring them to another town, and settle them in. Randy Diller.
And become
a huge
part of our town.
And several of those people are the people that are the reason why our town is what it is. Lori Kalp.
Yeah.
She said, you don't know what you have here.
Yeah.
And we kind of have always kind of taken it for granted. And Lori, Randy,
Roger. Ron McClurg.
Yeah.
Ron McClurg.
I'm sure we're missing at least a dozen people.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Just people that moved in here and said, God, you just don't know what you have. This is so unique.
Tony and Tina Rogers.
Yes.
Yeah.
They brought everything and brought their son and their daughter.
Gotta love it.
And the whole crew over here. And it's just
they sent the daughter first to scout us out.
Yeah, make sure we're all right.
Yeah.
She found a few people.
I don't think she'll be leaving.
No. I think she's pretty happy.
I think that once, she married into the old college boys don't leave much.
I think they have chains on their belts and they can't get very far.
Ain't going very far.
Family boy, you don't leave that stuff.
Nope.
It's hard to do. Ain't it?
Well, and plus we love her anyway. But
I like her a lot better than him.
you mean you like the wife better than?
Oh yeah, we no doubt her.
Well, we like the college boys. They're all right.
We love the college boys.
Yeah.
First of all,
like
you imagine how athletic their kids are going to be.
Who?
How tall?
Tall. 6'8".
Jumpers.
Third grade, 6'8".
I seen Sean and his wife.
Yeah.
That's the greatest couple ever.
Yeah.
Huh? He's got to be 6'8".
He's 6'8".
She's got to be 4'4".
4'4".
But she is really cute. And she is sharp as can be.
She's my doctor. She's my
really?
Nurse. Yeah.
Doc.
Yeah, she took care of me last time I went in there. God love her.
She must be.
She took care of me. She
geniuses.
Must be. Yeah. I'm pretty smart.
Me too. Really?
Sometimes.
You'd think by now it would have shown.
Chuck.
You'd think you'd be able to notice it by now.
Look at Reese over there laughing.
Reese, that ain't fun.
You are really good at hiding stuff, Bubba.
That's why they call me Whiskers.
You're stealthy. Whiskers.
Oh,
boy. I think we've degenerated.
We lost her, yeah.
Hey,
who are the Buckeyes playing this week?
The Maryland Terrapins. 4:00.
4:00?
Maryland's on their third or fourth string.
What about Wayne? We should go up to Fort Wayne.
We should.
We should go up there and surprise them.
Yeah.
We might do that.
Yeah, it's just, God dang it. It's
probably hard to get going on.
Carly's got freshman volleyball tournament at Parkway all day.
Ooh.
We should win.
That's
we could
there.
Very easily
That's
win. I know.
Fort Wayne.
I know, but
about there.
There's like it's an all day event. So if we and I think we could make a run in that.
Could be late.
And then next thing you know, it's 6:00 and I'm up shit. Go up to Crick.
Yep.
You know. But,
yep. And we got the cruise in
Saturday night's cruise.
4 to 8.
Is it gonna rain?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
That's supposed to be 80 again.
It's
supposed to be beautiful.
Upper 70s and there's supposed to be rain Friday and according to what I looked at this morning when I recorded the promo, it said there was less than a 5% chance of rain.
I thought we had a shot tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like 40%.
Not very much.
Yeah, there's rain tomorrow, and then
they actually lowered everything down.
Friday, there's some chance, but the last time
we need rain.
We need rain.
First of all, my allergies. I was miserable Monday and Tuesday.
Ew.
I had a sinus headache, and my we live in hell here in Fort Recovery. I mean, I love farmers. Farmers are everything, but we basically all they do is hauling shit right now, and
we take a beat.
He meant poop.
Poop, and the air around here is really awesome.
Thick.
Once in a while.
Not too bad.
Huh? It ain't good, is it?
That's ugly. Once
you got
while.
Farmers taking off their crops. You got everybody hauling.
Dust flying everywhere.
Yeah.
It's poop just everywhere.
Yeah, it's a great smell around right now.
It's awesome.
Whoop.
Yay.
Plus, I haven't taken a shower since Monday.
Nice.
Here we go.
Good job, Spencey. It's only Wednesday. You got two more days.
Friday morning.
You got breakfast with Bill this week?
Friday morning. Unless he wins the Queen of Hearts.
He's out.
Yep.
He might still be up.
We're winning her this week.
I might not have get in it since I just got drawn over there.
That's right. You're on fire.
At the community club and got the Queen of Diamonds.
Pulled off the Queen of Hearts.
When that queen popped out, everybody,
that's in there. It was red.
Whoa.
First thing you see is red. Then you see face card. Then you see queen.
Cliffy goes, I forgot the Queen of Diamonds was in there. Spencey, but you still won $30 or something, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I've spent it already.
I mean, yeah.
Buying Gatorade for the kids.
Gatorade.
No, that's from our friends at Wayne Street Market.
They're the best.
I love Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market.
I was in there last night and got some. They got a nice store.
Yes, they do. They've got a lot
of chicken
new,
and that.
They got a
supper.
Yeah, they got a lot of new things. Their prices are really good.
Are they?
I can't remember what it was. I was looking at. I had
Gatorade.
That's what it was. Powerade. I had to go to Walmart for something last week. It just killed me. I can't ever find anything. Anyway, walked past the Powerade. They had it on special for $5.95.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, $6.49. It was on special. Its regular price up here is $4.99. It's $1.50 less than Walmart's on special price.
Got them.
I got the greatest thing ever.
What do you get?
Okay, so my butt's sore whenever I poop, right?
Yeah.
And I got, what are they called? Fizzers. Fizers.
Fizers.
Or what are they called?
Visions.
Visions.
You got a vision.
Visions.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I got these things to wipe my butt with now.
Oh, okay.
They're like wet naps.
Okay.
And they're No, I'm telling you, they're awesome.
You're just lucky I'm not over there because I'd be hitting that button more than Chuck is.
No. Man, I'm just telling you a fact. They got these things now.
Tucks.
Get the tucks. No, out. Not tucks.
That's
for roids.
Yeah. Roids.
I do have roids every once in a while, too. But there's these things that you wipe your butt with. Huh?
You got a lot of butt issues going on right now.
I'm telling you, these things are amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm just telling you, if you got some butt issues, go for and get these wipes.
Wipes again.
They're like
wipes or what?
So are they in the pharmaceutical area? Or
I'm
the
a wipe guy.
Area
or
in a butt
anyway,
section. In the butt section.
You put these, and they're like a cool.
They're in the back.
They're in the back. You guys laugh. I hope you guys know to put up with anal fissures or whatever they're called. Yes, fisters.
I hope so too.
Anal fisters.
Anal. Not anal.
No, I can't remember what they're called. Somebody knows what they're called out there. Anybody's listening.
Fissions.
Fissures. Fissures, maybe.
Brett's had them.
What are they?
Something.
Never heard of
fissure.
Them.
Fissure.
Look it up, Chuck, on Google.
Fissure means an opening. I have one of those.
A fissure. Oh, this is something in the... I got it. Whatever it is.
Well,
so, just so you know.
So, you're wiping your flapper.
You got to wipe it good.
Flapper wiper.
That's exactly right.
I'd like to apologize for the crude language you've been using.
It's not crude. It's wife.
For these other medical issues.
We don't have to talk about every phase of life.
We got to talk about, what do you got?
I can't say.
Anal?
Fissure.
Is that F-I-S-S-U-R-E? I can't
believe that. Treatment.
That's fissure.
It's a fissure.
Fissure. Fissure?
Yeah, like an opening.
We got it.
That's it. That's what I got.
I got an anal opening.
I got the fissures, though.
I can show
they
you.
Hurt. And then...
That's what happens with them
fissures. Yeah, that's right. So NFL looks like a lot of the, I see the ratings are down.
Good. Down.
11% from last year, and last year was down 9% from the year before. So Ooh. Far, 4 weeks into the season.
Good. So I'd say the old kneeling is probably not a good idea.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Not a good idea for the boys.
I think it does hurt. I think there's no question.
Well, there are a lot of people mad about it.
There is.
Supposedly it's, we don't understand what they're talking about, what they're protesting, and maybe they don't understand why we're mad.
I got a toothache.
Does your face hurt?
Is that a fissure?
No, it's a
bridge?
No.
Filling.
That some buck has got to come out. It's infected, and I'm going to yank the tooth.
Oh.
You got all your teeth?
Yeah. And most of them are in the drawer at home, but yeah. Of every single one.
He's been keeping them. Just in case.
Why the hell would I throw them away?
I'm yanking this. I'm done messing with this tooth.
Ooh.
It's back there a ways. Nobody know anyway. God, it's got to come out. I'm tired of it. I've spent like $40,000 on this one tooth. It's ridiculous.
Well, another $1,000 can't hurt then.
Nope.
Yeah, it can. Another thing I got to do, I got to go to the eye doctor. You ever been to an eye doctor?
I've
never been one.
Really? You've been at eye doctor?
Go to Mark Beach. Down at Walmart and Greenville.
No, I'm going to this guy in Fort Cobb.
That's not bad, too.
You're lying.
He's
great.
Good local people.
I've never been to an eye doctor.
Awesome. He's awesome.
I went to an eye doctor 16,
actually, last time I was
55
in there,
years ago.
Last time I was there, he wanted to advertise on FR radio. I said, go see Neil.
That was how long ago?
I don't know.
Who did?
Tori said something about it, and I didn't. I dropped some stuff off there and haven't heard anything from him, but that's been a while. Been more than a year, so.
Well, I've talked to him.
Yep.
I can't see anything out of my left eye, so.
You can't see nothing out of your left eye?
Yeah.
What do you see? Blurry?
Blur. Complete blur.
Is it real? You're done?
Yep.
They should sponsor our show.
Yeah.
Who?
Eye doctor. Yeah. Then we can actually see.
Hey, yeah. It would, well, not this show, but Insight.
Yeah.
Insight.
Sponsored by.
Yeah.
Eye doctor.
This is big.
Grand Lake. Grand Lake High.
This is big, ain't it?
Yeah.
This is big.
You want me to make that sale?
I see.
I
yes.
see.
Yes.
I see. Insight by Grand, what's the name of the place?
Grand Lake Eye Care.
Grand Lake Eye Care.
I'm in. We got to get that done.
Dr. Gerlach and
hey,
I can't remember the other names.
Hey, we lost Norma Greasup. God
yeah.
love her.
Yeah, all gone.
90 years old. What a sweet, sweet
oh,
champion.
Man,
she
one
was
of my
an
favorite
awesome
people.
Lady. Yeah.
My God, she was just the nicest lady.
She yep. was. Yep.
Got our sympathies. Awesome.
Yep.
And, she and you know, it's a lot of people think that, you know, she was from a family that was from a successful business and all that. I knew them when they weren't successful, and she was, she's still as nice now as she was then.
Right.
She was, yeah, she's right. always just the nicest lady. I loved her.
Yeah. Yep.
She was so
down to earth.
She every time she saw me, she's just smiling. Of course, I'm sure she did that with everybody. She
mm-hmm.
was just one of those people that, man, it is hard not to like that lady.
Yeah, yeah. That's for right. sure.
You had to try really hard not to. And yeah. she, man, she, and Jerry was the same way.
Yeah.
They were
yep.
just Jerry's nice right. people.
Too.
But you're right. That, you know, they was, we knew them before it was J&M, but
yeah.
it
yeah.
wasn't the, it was just a hard working, and not yeah. that they still ain't now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was,
well, there was
when
there
they
was,
were
there
just
was,
getting
there was 20
going.
Of them.
Yeah.
20
right.
of them working hard, and most
yeah.
of them were family.
Yeah.
And some other good friends. And, you know, they just believed they could make it work.
Yep. And
got her
they set it up for what it is now, and
yeah.
that's
yeah.
one of the,
oh, man, yep. yes.
the best businesses in this area. And
yeah. By
and,
far.
Yeah.
They had a thing on Facebook this week about, I think Kathy Kester's had it on, and it was the, it was during harvest, you know, and it was mm-hmm. a J&M. I think it was like a promo video or to show people what their wagons do, and it was with the harmonica music, and it was really cool.
Yeah,
and she said,
nice.
I really love the harmonica music, and I listened to it, and it was really neat. It was about a 7-minute video,
yeah.
and it was just really cool. J&M's got a hell of a place there. Jeez.
Probably Moe's playing the harmonica, too.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, was that?
Yeah.
Was, I didn't
he was
see
awesome.
It, so I don't know
yeah.
if that was Moe's playing the harmonica, but he did that a lot.
He's still
oh, he did
on,
all the time.
On Channel 13, they still have the nuns singing, and they got that episode where he comes up on the four-wheeler and plays harmonica. You just love that. I mean, God darn it.
That's neat stuff.
Fort Recovery was built around some gems.
Yeah. We had some classics.
We did have some classics.
And we're continuing
and,
the tradition.
Yeah. And yes, there was another
right.
one that lived right across the road from Jerry Greasup. Werner J.
Oh, yeah.
Werner J.
Yeah, he's a neat bird.
And
yeah.
Joe Remoklis.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Joe's awesome, too.
And Dave Schmidt.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he didn't build that house. Or maybe he did build that house. Maybe. But,
I don't know if he did or not. I don't know if he did either. Yep.
But anyway,
how about Judy Greasom's house down here? Tore down one day, cleaned everything out the next, and now it's put the basement in already.
Yeah. Oh, really? I saw the house was torn down. It took a while to get to it. But
the house up 2 weeks.
Boy, if we could just get that one on the corner flattened. God.
No, not flat. We need to fix that up. That's a really good house. That's a neat house.
We got to do something with it.
Yeah, somebody has to buy that, but they say it's not for sale, though.
No, she won't sell it.
I remember when, I think it might have been Luke Anthony, maybe, or somebody, like 30 or 40 years ago, bought that house and painted it back to Victorian. And in the meantime, they bought a different house and sold that one and all that. But it's been pretty decent for a while. And then when Humphrey Gill moved in, they took care of it. When they moved out, the daughter, I think, still owns it and just will not sell it from what I
understand. Bo Grandma lived there for years.
Yeah, that's right.
Bo's there.
Yeah. And he never hurt that house.
No. That was always you always went down and seen John. I always remember going down John. That's crazy. It's crazy. Stop. It's 5 after 10 already.
5 after 10.
Fast. We got to take another break. Come back.
We do.
Don't we?
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't had many commercials tonight.
Had one.
I played all
Hastings
of them.
Auto.
Have you got them all in?
Play another Hastings Auto.
Did you get them all in?
Yeah, hold on.
How many sponsors we got? We need some more or not?
Not enough.
We can always have plenty.
We can always use sponsors.
Yep.
We should get some sponsors.
Yeah.
We got a great sponsor, Wayne Street Market.
Yeah. They're the power behind the sports talk.
They are the power. Reese Bob is the power.
Power.
Are you ready for baseball?
Yeah.
How about basketball? Any idea? Any thinking? Any?
What you mean as far as how we're going to do?
No. I heard he was on the fence of playing. He might not play. And what are you thinking?
Still leaning?
I'm just like Ethan. It's going to come down to
last minute decision.
So you talk to this coach?
Yep.
Like him?
He's a nice dude.
Seemed pretty good dude.
Yeah.
I did sit with him at the Minster game.
Yeah, he seemed pretty cool.
Oh, great guy, yeah.
I still haven't, if I've seen him, I don't know who he is. Yeah. So
Reese, I think he'll play.
Is he going to join us?
Yeah, we'll get him up here. He works third shift. He's kind of weird. We'll get him up here.
He's at work now, I think, from what I understand.
He's a goofy, tough time. He works. So.
At the least, we can at least... We can talk to him some time and record it, and
we can just can a show.
Yeah,
nobody will ever know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they know. We had 30 listeners tonight.
It's big.
Probably more than that. And the archives will get drilled.
Huge,
big archive show.
I was just showing the.
How about this? Does my mic sound good tonight?
It does. Yeah, you're extra sexy.
What about this thing I got talking into?
That's a spit screen.
Is it really
spit screen? So you spit
your P's and T's don't.
Titties. Titties? What the hell's that?
Robert.
I didn't mean that to come out.
Damn. We're a little late on the beat.
So
you gotta be faster.
That's a 40-second delay.
Chuck, be ready for this one, but I'm not gonna say it anyway. So you didn't mean for the two titties to come out.
No, right. That's exactly right. That's good, Neil.
Well, that was right. Didn't mean for him to come out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so tomorrow we're going to volleyball games.
What time does that start? 5:30?
Are we taking a commercial break or not?
No, we're going to call tonight. It's 10 after.
Yeah.
You just told him we're taking a commercial break.
I queued everything up.
Got the commercials already. And now
we're working him.
Now we're just going to
take a commercial break. I got nothing.
No, we can come back and say what we're going to say right now.
We'll do a short one.
All right, take a break.
Hello, everyone. This is Brittany from Wayne Street Market. I'm excited for fall, and we are excited to introduce to you some of Fort Recovery's own local vendors. We have fresh honey, barbecue seasoning, and crushed grains, all available here in store. The Halloween season's right around the corner. Stop in and grab your Halloween candy for all your spooky trick-or-treaters. This October, we're also featuring a pie and soup swap event. Are you a wonderful baker or a cook? Let us be the judge. Sign up in store or message us on Facebook for details. The best soup will win a prize. As always, thanks for shopping your local downtown Fort Recovery Market.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is a place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this car, a 2015 Chrysler 200S. It's granite gray with leather interior, remote starter, and lots more. Only 10,000 miles and priced at only $14,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
A family-owned company, Cooper Farms strives to put family first. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace.
Having small children, the flexibility is really nice to be able to come and go.
They're very flexible with your time. If you need to go to a doctor's appointment, if you need to go pick your kids up, Cooper Farms has allowed me to be the type of parent and family person that I think I need to be. I am Rachel Heitkamp.
Treasure Brown.
Stephanie Sidoff.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Fort Recovery High School annual homecoming game will be October 6th with the ceremony starting at 6:50. The game for St. John's will follow. The next day will be the dance. The dance will go from 8 to 11 with a DJ, food, and a good time. Tickets only cost $5 for a single and $9 for a couple. So come support October 6th for the game, October 7th for the dance. Thank you.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio the rest of this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the Coldwater Cavaliers in a very important MAC match, and Steve Stone and Diana Ramble will bring you all the action live. Friday, the Indians football team will host the Delta St. John Blue Jays, and it's homecoming night. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will bring you all of that action live with the pregame show starting around 7:15. Tomorrow, Coldwater Volleyball comes to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Friday, football with Delta St. John on homecoming night. Get to all the games you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Dang girl, look at you stopping me in my boots. What's a country boy to do but say, I'm beating my chest up. You're downright dangerous. That shaking you giddy up. Got my eyes going, what?
So when did you find out about that Las Vegas shooting? Was that Monday morning when you woke up?
Yeah. Actually, I was going online early in the morning. I said, what the hell is this?
I had to pee, and I got up, and I looked at my phone. I was reading my phone up, you know. Yep. And I was reading about it. I turned TV on, and that's nuts, man. Absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I always record the CBS Overnight News, so that's the first thing I turned on at 6:30 in the morning, and
of course, they had very sketchy stuff. There's five people dead or something.
Oh, my God.
Turns out there's 12 times that many.
Well, first thing they had was that video of the... Oh, you can hear it. Jesus, God. That guy just kept shooting people wide open.
I don't understand. Now, I don't think you'll ever be able to figure anything out like that.
No.
But what... You know, people talk about gun control. Jimmy Kimmel was on the other day.
I seen Jimmy.
He's an idiot.
He went crazy on it, too.
Nah, he's an idiot, but I like him.
Yeah.
But you can't explain this stuff. No. If you try to figure this stuff out,
yeah,
you can't.
No.
It's just a lunatic. Well, it's not got nothing to do with guns.
And it wasn't like he was, there was other things going on. It was just really
he's
out
a millionaire.
Of the clear blue sky.
Yeah, the guy had tons of money.
Yeah, he's a millionaire. Yeah,
he was sent $100,000 here right. And over there, and he's a, you know, he was successful. Then he became a successful gambler, which gave him access to all these high roller rooms, which is what he ended up with.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He had that he had a plan for another one in Las Vegas, like 6 or 7 miles away down the strip, for a bigger rock thing the week or 2 weeks before.
You know, you wonder if that's going to change hotel.
That he wanted to...
Checking in and shit. You're going to have to start showing him everything.
He was trying to get an apartment, but it wasn't available. So he nixed that one and ended up with this one. So he had this plan 2 weeks ago.
He had it figured out.
And then he got the right...
Somebody knows.
He was a high roller.
Somebody knows what's
going on. That's the girlfriend. The girlfriend's like, I don't know nothing.
She's full of crap.
Well, yeah. She's been gone for several months.
He sent her away or something, didn't he?
Yeah, he got rid
probably.
Of her.
Probably. I don't know how that went, but she came back early this morning, I think 4 o'clock this morning.
I seen a video of her. They're transporting her through the airport. You know, like TMZ had her.
Yeah.
She's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And it's crazy stuff. It's just weird. Sad, man. It's just freaking sad that...
And
59 people lose their lives. Yeah, 500 plus injured.
Somebody commits suicide's bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When they do that.
Yeah, one of the things that was, and our Insight show was about suicide prevention tonight. And I did ask the guy from Foundations, Brad Engel. I can't remember his first name, Engel. But he, you know, this guy. Had you know, he'd been thinking about this. He had this planned. So was he thinking he shot himself? He had cameras so he could see when the cops were coming. So that's when he was apparently going to end it because he wasn't going to be able to escape.
Right.
No,
he had cameras set up in the hallway. Cameras set up in his room.
So he knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
But they had bad videos today. So him laying there dead.
Yeah, he thought.
Well, they said, if this might be something that might bother you. There's a body laying there. It's like,
He thought about
well,
this
ain't nothing's
for,
worse than,
for weeks.
Nothing's worse than some of the live footage of people getting shot.
Oh, Jesus, God. That's terrible.
I didn't see any of that.
When you see this stuff, and then you see some of the heroic stuff.
Some of the stuff that happened. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. People are, you know, think about that. Would you be able to do that as everybody's running away to run back in?
Right.
I mean, would you do that?
I think I would, but I also am. There'd be at least a 50% chance that I'd be running.
Yeah,
I'd be running fast enough. I'd have a heart attack.
Right.
I don't know
if my grandkids are in there, I'm going in.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you know,
you're standing at a concert, you don't know these people.
Yeah, but
all of a sudden people start dropping.
No, if I'm at the edge of the concert, I'm running. If I have to run past people, I don't know if I could.
No, I couldn't do that.
I don't know if I could run past them and leave them.
No.
If I'm out at the outer edges, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what you should do. Get the heck out of the way.
Right.
So everybody else can go, too. But, whoa. What did you sit on? What did I sit on? Off.
No, you're good.
Oh.
No.
Thought I sat on something.
Keyboard.
Then you're
it's just a sad.
Yeah. And one of the things that's really bad out of this, and I didn't realize this, and I hadn't seen it on Facebook, but somebody put on Facebook... that this lady's, the guy's girlfriend's ex-husband was the guy that did it. Somebody put that on Facebook, and they got death threats and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And he had less to do with it than you and I do.
Right.
And he was the ex-husband of the guy, and they hadn't even been together for years.
Well, the video of that, the brother. He was like, I got no clue, man. I don't know. You know, his cameras are in front of him. Like, well, do you think your brother's a killer? And it's like, no.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
Yeah, and he seemed very sincere about that.
He did.
And from all the evidence that anybody's pulled up so far, there isn't a hint on Facebook. There's not a hint with any of the people he knows. Maybe the girlfriend, but as the guy on the Insight show tonight was talking, just because somebody says something like that, you don't.
It's funny
how
because
do you think that, man? He's saying when somebody says something like that, you have to take it seriously. You have to talk about it.
You know, they're talking about his gambling card, the M Life card. Well, we all got those, so we go to Vegas because they're all these hotels are connected. So we all have these M Life. I mean, I got two or three of them.
Yeah,
these M Life gambling cards. It's your courtesy card, basically. You get free stuff when you gamble.
Go to places,
turned in. And all his MLife cards had her name on it. That's what they were saying.
Hmm.
So that's how they knew that she was connected.
And, this is all, the stuff was coming out so fast that they said that in 12, he sued one of the hotels because he got hurt or something happened to him. And then in 14, it was all dismissed and he got nothing.
Is that right?
So I don't know if he was mad, you know, because they were like, I wonder if he was mad about that. You know?
Right.
I mean, they're pulling out stuff of this guy, everything he's ever done.
Crazy.
It's amazing.
It is crazy. It's just a sad world. And you know what? When things go bad in the world and when things start, you know, and going bad and, you know, we're so divided right now.
Yeah.
Republicans and Democrats. And it's just it's a bull crap time to I don't know, man. Of course, I'm on the right side, and it's almost like you can't win right now.
Yeah,
absolutely can't win. No. Trump can't win, no matter what he does.
It don't matter. Yeah,
no, don't matter what he does, he's going to get abused.
But he's
done
some unbelievable stupid stuff.
it's
a classic.
It is, but you know what?
Some of the stuff, you don't know what the hell to say either. I mean,
if he wouldn't
like the Puerto Rico stuff, you know, I'm sure he's like. Because Jimmy Kimmel was making fun of him last night. I forget what he said. He said something about, have a great day or enjoy yourself. Or
he said to have a good day.
Have a good day.
And have a nice day.
Have a great day or something. It's like, I'm sure that stuff just comes out of you. You're thinking, oh, Jesus, did I just say that?
He's not a politician.
Right. He said, did I just say that?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is that he will get abused for everything he does stupid.
Yeah.
Jeff Stalger had a thing on him throwing the paper towels in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
He's like, please don't throw the paper towels.
Yeah.
You know, who gives a shit? That man's nothing.
Right.
But people who hate him,
anything he does, it don't matter what.
Geraldo.
Why would he do it?
I don't know. But Geraldo was on there today, and he's out there, and he just abused that San Juan mayor because he said, you know, just grossed him out, and he's saying that what she is, you know, we've got the amount of people that we sent over there. No, I got to get going here.
It's crazy.
But anyway, that's why we have high school sports, and that's why we have Fort Kevin Radio.
We got our Fort Kevin Radio.
Right. And tomorrow night, we're going to be at the Fort site for the big game versus the Cavaliers.
And then Friday night, we'll be supporting. Cheering
get
wide
that
open.
Place packed tomorrow
cheering
night.
Cheering wide open.
And Friday night.
Absolutely.
Yep. Two big, big things going on.
Mr. Feely, thanks for
another good one
enlightening us today. Chuck. Reese Bob, thanks for coming up, buddy. You're always welcome.
Yep.
Neil, once again, the brains of the operation.
The brains.
I think you got me mixed up with
Wayne Street Market. We love you.
Brain? We do love them.
That's right. We love our sponsors. See you next week.
See you next week.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.
FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.